for parents of young kids, it might feel like it's been an eternity. You've done Ring Around the Rosie all over your living room. You've read the same books back to front and upside down. You've probably plunked your kids in front of a screen, maybe more than you care to admit, as we heard from some listeners yesterday, and it's okay, like lots of people are doing it right now. Despite all that, though, you might be worrying about what being cooped up all day and being around working parents is doing to your kids' learning and development. So we've got the Canadian Children's Literacy Foundation, which is putting forward some resources to help young parents get through all of this. Ariel Siller is the foundation's CEO and joins us now. Hi, Ariel.
Hi, thanks for having me on, David.
Yeah, not at all. So tell me, you know, a lot of parents are used to having their kids in childcare, being supervised by an early childhood educator. What do you think the goal for parents should be these days?
Well, I think that's a great point, is that in ordinary times, we rely collectively on libraries, drop-in centers, daycares to help occupy and enrich our children's lives. And we can't expect that we're going to create those same experiences within our four walls. But what we can do is create word-rich environments for our children and know that by focusing on the fundamentals, so reading, speaking, and singing to our kids, we're actually creating deeply enriching environments, and it can be that simple.
Okay, reading, speaking, and singing. Give us some examples here, some motivation.
Sure. Everyday tasks can be a great opportunity for engaging your children. So if you have a 2 or 3 year old, ask them to help you match your socks. If you're doing the laundry, say which sock goes with which. If you have a slightly younger child, maybe ask them, where do the socks go? They may answer the feet. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, suggest that maybe they make good sock puppets for your hands. You know, make things fun, bring them into your everyday life. Another thing that I find to be really helpful is it's always a good time for a dance party. Singing, music, all those things enlighten the mood, and it also helps introducing children to different sounds and rhythms that can be really great for developing their ear for language and help them learn to read later on and set them up for success there.
Is that really why music is so important, particularly for young kids?
Sure. Yes, yeah. Music is a hugely powerful tool. The rhymes of songs, the understanding of intonation, the understanding of how language is constructed, all of those are truly preparatory for learning how sounds fit together later on.
But I mean, some of this is, there are going to be parents listening who this just sounds aspirational or dream worldy in the sense that they're trying to keep up their work and they're doing anything they can to occupy their kids, or are feeling guilty about not being able to do work because they're trying to keep their particularly younger kids occupied. What do you do with when you're in that kind of a situation?
I think you have to start by being kind to yourself, by recognizing that these are not ordinary times and that there will be things that you have to do that maybe you don't want to do as much of. So for example, as your caller suggested yesterday, there's a lot of screens going on right now, and you know, there are recommended guidelines for what those should be. But when you do choose screens, think about, am I bringing forward educational content? Is there a read aloud that might really resonate with my child? And for example, if they're interested in trucks and they're watching a read aloud or they're watching a program about trucks, think about, are there ways that I can extend that learning beyond what is in the screen? So, if you know, many children love watching construction trucks outside, looking for the garbage collection. All of those things are ways to bring what they're learning in the screen outside the screen to a broader world. And those don't have to take a lot of time. If you make the moments that you have high quality by really interacting, engaging with your child, and making those special moments when possible, that's hugely enriching for them.
Yeah, sounds terrific. Ariel, really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
That is Ariel Siller, who is the CEO of the Canadian Children's Literacy Foundation. Well, the LA